1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The State Health Department has decided to stop monoclonal antibody treatments and use its 8 mobile monoclonal therapy buses as mobile testing sites instead. Health officials say only 1 of 3 approved therapies is authorized to treat the Omicron variant, and federal allocation is expected to be lower than previous months. You can go to the CDPHE website for testing and treatment information. Student loan debt relief is on the way for more than 1,300 Coloradans, along with restitution payments to another 6,800 students, part of the nationwide $1.85 billion settlement with student loan servicer Navient. Attorney General Phil Weiser says Colorado also will receive a $650,000 payment from Navient to support future consumer protection efforts, supporting student borrowers, and promoting financial literacy. A grand jury investigation into alleged election tampering is underway in Mesa County. Clerk Tina Peters' attorneys requesting to present evidence to that grand jury. In a release from her legal defense fund, Peters says she has evidence Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office destroyed Mesa County election records last May, and it's her duty to present that evidence. Peters is now running for a second term. That announcement just a few hours after that grand jury investigation was announced. Peters says she wants to continue the fight for election transparency. She'll face a challenge in the Republican primary in June. The Martin Luther King Jr. 3-day weekend is one of the busiest on Colorado highways, especially in ski country. Motorists can expect to see plenty of state patrol and local law enforcement looking for impaired drivers in CDOT's first DUI enforcement campaign of the year this weekend. 37% of the state's 672 roadway fatalities last year involved an impaired driver. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.